A few things happening up north, and Peter Swab, the list manager of the Lions, joins us on the line. Peter, thanks and welcome to NAB Trade Radio.
Thanks, Cameron and Nathan. How are you both?
Good, Schwabic.
Let's start with James Ace, because obviously a lot of talk around him in 2015. He was coming, he was going, every other club was into him, and he was definitely gone. Now it looks like it's hinged more towards him staying. Where does it sit with James Ace?
Well, hopefully he's staying. I'm not being evasive. I simply don't know right at the moment. So he's not indicated one way or the other, but he'll have to do that soon, of course, because trading starts next Monday.
Is it a frustration for the club that he hasn't indicated yet when he's, what are you, 3-4 days away from the official trading period beginning?
Oh, not really, because in the end we want him to be 100% sure of what decision he makes. We're hopeful it'll be that he wants to stay, and the longer it's taken, the more confident we've sort of been that that might be the case. But until he tells us, we're still guessing.
Schwabby, the potential to have an elite midfield with the players you've brought into the footy club in the last couple of years, obviously at either end, you probably need a bit of stabilisation. And David Asprey from the Tigers has been one name thrown up, and also Chris Dawes from the Melbourne Football Club. Has there been any interest in those two players?
No, we haven't spoken to Melbourne about Chris, but because of Justin's previous role with the Richmond Footy Club, he's always had a high opinion of David. David's contracted, so whenever you've got a contracted player, it's up to the club who's got him under contract whether they're prepared to look at anything. So we think you're right, Nathan, that we can bolster both ends. That would help us. That's no disrespect to who we've got there, but we know we've got to build our depth in that part of the ground. We're hopeful, probably in the front half, we can do that through the picks we've had in recent years. And like Harris Andrews came through the academy, looks like he's going to settle in the back half really well. We've got high hopes for Jonathan Freeman. And, you know, what happens in this year's draft with our first pick, we should be able to help either end of the ground with that.
There's a little bit of talk during the year that both Steph Martin and Matthew Leuenberger wanted out at different times. Was it as simple as both of them wanting to be the number one ruckman?
Yeah, I think it's hard for ruckman. Like, if you're purely a ruckman and you're not able to play forward, then it's difficult. And Steph was in such great form that Louis had to play forward a lot of the time, which doesn't really suit him. So, look, he's a free agent as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you become a free agent, the market opens up for you. And at the moment, Louis's looking at a few clubs. So we haven't got involved in that. So we'll wait to hear from Matty and his management as to what they want to do.
Paul Connors, who is his manager, was on NAB Trade Radio on Monday, and it was suggesting that the deal looks like it's down to Sydney and Essendon as to where he looks like he might want to go. The deal isn't financially huge, so it wouldn't be with the AFL formula be a first or possibly even a second round pick. Does that change what you might do, what you want in return with him? Does that frustrate you a little bit that you are going to lose him and may actually be a third round compensation pick?
Yeah, we'd like to think we get an end of the first round pick for him.
Yep.
That's for sure. It'd be a bit frustrating if we got pushed further down the track.
Jack Redden's a player that's indicated he might like to leave. Brisbane, I understand, are trying to keep him. Thoughts are divided on what he is worth on the open market or what he's worth to a football club. Where's his situation at the moment?
Well, Jack was in contract, but he decided he wanted to explore other options. So he's been doing that, with West Coast showing the most interest.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing he's in contract, we'll just sit back and wait. We're not, we don't have to do much. We'll just wait to see what gets offered for Jack and weigh that up.
Is there anybody at West Coast that you like the look of that you think would be handy to come to Brisbane?
Not really. That's no disrespect to them. I'd say not at this stage. So, you know, they'd be having to satisfy 3 draft picks.
Being in contract, is there a chance you might just dig your heels in and say you're a required player in this midfield?
Well, you can always do that with any of your players who you've got in mm-hmm. contract, for sure. So at this stage, we're open to seeing what happens with Jack. So we'll just wait and see on that one.
Just on Matthew Leuenberg, he's a restricted free agent, isn't he?
Yeah.
If, you know, on what Paul Connors said, and it may not be the compensation, but, you know, might get down to a third-round pick, is there a chance you might match it?
We could, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that all does that all depend? Is it sometimes frustrating?
We will, but
no.
We will.
But is it something you need to sort of speak to the? Is it frustrating as a club to not know what you're going to get before you have to make a decision on whether you're going to match it or not?
Oh, look, I sort of leave any discussions with the AFL on that level with Greg Swan, our CEO. I mean, his relationships with the people in there higher up, I guess, who make those sort of calls is probably very strong. So, you know, Greg's across that. But, yeah, you know, we just, what do you do? We always abide by the rules, so we have to wait and see what happens.
If Louis does leave, does it mean you'll try and bring in another ruckman to play that backup to Steph Martin?
Yeah, I think. Look, we've got Westy there, Trent, but he had a knee reco, and you just hopeful he'll be up and going. So he's certainly a ruck option for us. But I think we'll have a look. It's just whether we can get the right fit for the right price.
How is the happiness of the playing group this year compared to this time last year? There's a lot of unrest in trade period last year about the Brisbane Lions Football Club. How is it this year compared to last year?
Look, it's not bad. We've lost three players through retirement and three delistings, which is six. So it looks like we've got a lot of players going out. But when you look at it that way, you know, it's there's not the disenchantment that a lot of people think there is. We're quietly confident that if we have a much better run with injuries, because we got really smashed last year on the injury front, and our players are another year older because we're a very young team. So, you know, we've made a few changes off the field. So I'm confident that things will settle down pretty quick. And just a great believer that, you know, each year's different. Whoever gets in the boat at the start of the year, is, you know, as my old saying is, they've got a row. So we'll get the 46 players on our list for the start of 2016. And then it's, you know, over to them and the coaching staff to, you know, to just to set sail for 2016. So... No, the group was, you know, and I saw them club champion night, and they were all in pretty good spirits.
Have you had conversations with Tom Bell or his management or Carlton about a possible move north?
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how far advanced are they, and how confident you are that he might be a Lions player next year?
Oh, I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to do a deal with Carlton for Tom. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really keen to get Tom back to Queensland, so. We're hopeful that'll happen.
How about Matthew Suckling?
No, we were interested in Matty, but for circumstances around our list management, we've had to curtail that, so we won't pursue that.
You've been a coach and a list manager. Obviously, you moved Jed Adcock on, and it's amazing that when a player plays his last game, he probably plays the best game of his life. Yeah. Did you sit there and say, I would have loved you to play those games all year?
Well, I think Jed had a reasonably good year. And, you know, he played a different role because he played most of his football as a defender and a little bit on the wing, and then he was playing as that sort of small forward. And I think, you know, he did well pretty much all year. It's just a decision on where the club wants to head, you know, in regards to its list structure that Jed's unfortunately fallen out. So, you know, I wish him well, and I hopefully gets another opportunity to finish off, you know, for a couple of years for himself.
Now, Shrobby, I sat in your lounge room about 12 years ago and you were trying to get me to come to Hawthorn, and you said you will be a premiership player if you come to Hawthorn. And I mightn't still be playing at the moment, but I reckon I would have had maybe two or three, and I turned you down, so I apologise.
Mate, it was a big regret because, I think you would have been ideal for us at that stage. So for the people listening, mate, you got crewed by a really horrific injury because without going over the top, mate, you're a great player.
Yeah, make sure you tune in over the next couple of weeks, Swabby, because he'll tell us time and time again how good he was, which he most definitely was. Just on that, did you feel that it was a financial decision that Brownie didn't come to the Hawks?
Of course it was. Yeah. I think we're matching the dollars, but I don't, you know, in the end, you know, we all make decisions, and unfortunately, on that one, we missed out.
He's always trying to claim, though, that he went to Richmond for family, although his whole family lives in the West, so that made no sense to me either. Hey, just before we do let you go, mate, back to James Aish. Do you at all point speak to his management, Liam Pickering, anyone, and put a deadline on him, or do you just let it play out over the next couple of days?
Oh, no, I'm going to catch up with Liam this week, so, you know, it'll be sorted out soon, I hope.
And Stevie J, I know your forward line is probably needing bigger guys, but Stevie Johnson's a proven goal kicker. Any interest in the veteran to maybe lead a little bit of leadership?
No, well, Well, I think you always look at a player of that class and quality and think, well, you know, maybe he does offer a little bit for a very young group. So, you know, we haven't ruled out that possibility, but, you know, that, we haven't gone that far with thinking in that regard.
Have you spoken to his manager at all?
I think the coach has shown some interest and might have had a chat, yeah.
Mm, all righty, and that would maybe include, in it, look, if you were to look at someone like that, say Stevie J, would it include, you know, I think what the Giants have done really well in the, you know, in their few years is to get the older guys in for a year or two and then give them some type of assistant coaching role. Is that what you'd be thinking around Stevie Johnson?
Yeah, and I think that's what Steve is thinking too. So, you know, you have to factor that in because that's what he'd want to do. So, you know, if you want him, that's probably what you're going to have to consider. Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And last but no means least, obviously, Keith and Thomas, the two young guys who, of course, found themselves in trouble with the Pies and are on a ban. There was a suggestion, both being Queensland boys, that the Lions might have a little look at them. You've ruled yourselves out now, but how much consideration did you give it?
Oh, no, we had a look at that for those obvious reasons. And, you know, they can both play. But, no, in the end, we decided we wouldn't pursue that.
Mate, we always appreciate your time. No doubt we'll catch up again over the next couple of weeks as the NAB trade period really fires up. Peter Swab, thank you.
Thanks, Swab.
Thanks, Cameron. Thanks, mate.